a ceremony tomorrow on the terrace side of the old Skeena Bridge followed by one on the Thornhill side will mark the 100th anniversary of the 1925 opening of the old Skeena Bridge. Regular vehicle traffic will be blocked from the bridge at approximately 1 p.m. so that people can first gather at the lookout before the bridge on the terrace side and then proceed to the bridge for a ribbon cutting at 1:30 p.m. This will be followed by a walk across the bridge to the nearby Thornhill Landing Park on Queensway in Thornhill, where there will be speeches, cake and refreshments. There will also be a procession from the Skeena Valley Cruisers Car Club starting from the terrace end of the bridge. Invited guests include local government representatives, Federal Skeena, Bulkley Valley Conservative MP Ellis Ross, Provincial Skeena Conservative MLA Claire Ratty, and representatives from the Kitsilis First Nation and Kitsum Kalem First Nation. The event is being organized through the Terrace Regional Historical Society and the Terrace and District Museum Society. A history of the bridge written for the Terrace Standard in 2022 by Heritage Park Museum summer employee Hannah Link relays the importance of the structure and outlines changes over the years. Here are some excerpts. Prior to its construction in 1925, the main viable source of transportation from Thornhill to Terrace was via small car ferry. The boat would take passengers from Thornhill Creek to Ferry Island, where a wooden one-lane bridge was available for them to use to arrive in Terrace. This method was subject to changing water levels, and was not ideal for all travelers with large vehicles, as there were limited spots on each ship. The Victoria Times in 1916 reported that Terrace residents were already fed up with the restrictive access to their community, petitioning the government to build a bridge for more than 10 years before one was built. Finally, on July 11, 1925, the old Skeena Bridge was completed. It was officially opened by Minister of Lands T.D. Petullo, who would later become Premier. The old Skeena Bridge saw an impressive upgrade in 1953. A regional population increase meant that there was more traffic, and the promise of a new aluminium smelter in Kitimat only heightened the need for a more robust bridge. The Aluminium Company of Canada, Alcan, also needed a rail line to transport goods to and from its smelter. Canadian National, CN, Rail was set to expand its line to include a Kitimat Terrace run, and an addition onto the existing old Skeena Bridge was deemed the best option. The BC government contributed funds for the renovation, which included a new on-ramp and bridge exit, a hardwood deck and cement pillars to support the existing bridge and new rail track. Nearly 50 years after its first renovation, the old Skeena Bridge was again revamped to accommodate more traffic. In 2001, the wooden bridge deck was replaced with grated steel to lower maintenance costs. The Weekend Advertiser newspaper reported that the bridge would be open to traffic for an hour and a half in the morning and for 3 hours in the evening from August 13, 2001 to mid-October of that year. This closure excluded statutory holidays and Sundays, during which there would be no traffic restrictions. This ended its era as the longest wooden curved bridge in North America. The bridge's most recent and extensive rehabilitation took place starting in 2022 and ending ahead of schedule the end of May 2023. A $22.6 million contract was let to Gitgat Park Deroshi Industrial Services Inc. for a full paint recoating, steelwork structural repairs, bearing replacements and sidewalk upgrades. The entire rehabilitation project cost $26 million.